Let's pause for a moment. What was he saying, Jesus? It is a bold statement. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Let's pause and go through those three phrases. Jesus said, I am the way. Up until the time of Jesus, that word, the way, God's people had been seeking the way, trying to figure out what it would be. And it was hard for them to follow the way because they wandered in different paths. When Moses dies in Deuteronomy chapter 31, Moses says this, after my death, you are going to corrupt yourselves and you're going to go away from the way of God and his clear commands. The psalmist says this. The psalmist says, teach me your way. Teach me your way, the psalmist says. What is God's way? We oftentimes wander ourselves and we don't know the way that we should go. I can relate to this. A couple weeks ago, I got lost again traveling. I was traveling from Hillsboro back down to Corvallis and Philomath. And as I was going my way, I think it was Highway 219, maybe you know where 219 was, and I wasn't really following my phone. I don't like to do that. I like to just go with my gut. Stopped at a gas station, and I wanted some directions to get back onto 219, and the guy said something like this. Maybe it's happened to you before. Well, go down a little ways. You'll pass a house with a white picket fence. Take a left at the white picket fence. Then go down about 0.75 miles. You might see a donkey on your right-hand side. Take a right by the donkey, and then go about a mile and a half. You'll see a church, and take a left. No, wait, take a right. No, is it a left? My head was spinning. Have you ever had someone give directions like that? Yeah, yeah. And then finally he said something that calmed my heart. He said this, you know what? I'm going that way. Just follow me. That's what Jesus is saying. He came not to give more ways or instructions or teaching, actually. He came to say, I am the way. So if you're lost, if you don't know where to go, here's the thing. If you're following him, hey, you got it. You're going where you need to go. This text is not to throw us, oh, I want more variety. You see how settling and calming that is? All I got to do is follow him. I love just following that person to 219. I found it. And I did see the donkey. It was there. It's true. Okay. I am the truth, he says. I am the truth. Up until the time of Jesus, lots of people claimed to teach the truth. I imagine Solomon was known as the one who gave the truth as far as it came to wisdom, and perhaps Plato and Aristotle taught the truth as far as it came to philosophy, and then Ptolemy, an Egyptian, he taught the truth as far as it comes to observation and science. And you see, we live in a time in which a lot of people say, I'm going to speak the truth, or I'm going to teach you the truth, and what they're trying to say is, listen, I got something to tell you. And in today's day and age, one person says they've got the truth as far as it comes to healthy living. And another person says, I've got the truth and I'm going to teach it as far as peace. And another person pops in and says, I've got the truth about love and how it should be. Are you overwhelmed with all the people that claim to have the truth? I am. It's as if there's no truth at all. How can everyone claim to have the truth? What is the truth? Jesus is not saying he teaches truth. Now, Jesus teaches truth. I'm saying that's what he does. He teaches the truth. No, no. He's saying, I am the truth. I embody truth. Love is in me. Healthy living is in me. Peace is in me. Doesn't that comfort and relax us? Makes life a lot easier. Because I don't know about you, but when I listen to the world around us, I'm confused in who's speaking the truth. Is it CNN? Is it Fox? Is it this media? Or is it another one? Here's the reality. There's only one truth. We're looking for the wrong place if we're looking for those places for the truth. The truth is in a person, Jesus. And he goes on and Jesus says, I am the life. Boy, up until the time of Jesus, God's Old Testament people wanted to extend their life and live as long as they could. In the book of Genesis, you read these years in which people lived really long lifespans, but there's always a sentence that ends it all. In every person's life in the Old Testament, it says this, and they what? And they died. Every person. And they died.